Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Amer Inam. Amer Inam is the Chief Artificial Intelligence Officer for Pactera Edge, a leading global digital and technology services company. He is an experienced data and analytics executive with 20 years of experience in leading organizational transformation using data, technology, information systems, analytics, and data products.
Well, good afternoon, Amer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome, Amer. I appreciate this. Like I said, I do a lot of interviews from guests all over the world, and I'm very excited to have you on the show today. So let's jump into the questions here. Amer, you've got quite the career background in technology, analytics, and now you're the Chief Artificial Intelligence Officer at Pactera Edge. Could you share with our audience what drives you and what has contributed to your success?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question. Thank you for asking. You know, what drives me truly is I consider myself to be an evangelist for data. And what I mean by that is that data is essentially the currency of our society. Every decision that we make as humans, every interaction that we make, from a business processes to consumer applications to anything that we touch that is technology driven, it generates data. So in a way, it's a language of humanity itself. And there's so much that we can do by learning from it and understanding the patterns and understanding who we are and why we do what we do, why we choose certain things over the others, our values, our aspirations. There's just so much we can learn from it. And if we can bring it all together to then infuse it into business decision making, then the potential to continue to drive our everlasting quest to make ourselves and our better. I think that in the end is what drives me. And I tend to kind of geek out about that because I love this space so much. And my journey has really taken me to companies that have shown that were in a way ripe or ready or at the cusp of bringing that data-driven intelligence into their business processes. And that in the end, what drives me is just looking for these complex, complicated problems, interesting, challenging problems that are ripe for that transformation. And then where combination of data and intelligence and experiences working together can enhance human potential.
Awesome. I appreciate you sharing that around your experience and your career growth, especially in your space. I love the emerging technology space as well. So, Amer, as you know, everybody globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to the new normal during the pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
Yeah, and it's an interesting question. We're a technology services and solution firm. We work for our clients. And in this case, we took a two-pronged approach. First and foremost was to ensure that our employees and our team members are safe and secure, and then they have all of the necessary technology available to them so that they can remain connected. We can keep and maintain our enterprise culture and continue to drive our productivity. Being a global company, actually, with the COVID and then COVID-related restrictions that came into play, we as a company actually went into the travel restrictions much earlier than many enterprises in the US did. We had members in our team that were in impacted areas within different countries. So that was the first thing. And then we invested very heavily in remote working technologies. We expanded our implementation of Microsoft Teams with full integration across all of our workflows. Part of our approach is actually discovery process where we would have in-person client meetings and then do these days-long brainstorming whiteboarding sessions. We invested in a product called Mural, and we moved all of our these in-person brainstorming discovery sessions to virtual. So we invested quite a lot in technologies and processes and in our own people. The second part we did was look at our clients to understand and acknowledge where the challenges that they were facing, and having a broad sort of a diverse suite of clients that we have, it allowed us to see what types of solutions and services and support that we could provide. So we have clients that were impacted in consumer packaged goods perspective, being able to get food items and pantry items to consumers because of the impact on slowdown in the trucking and logistics. And we partnered with them and rapidly created solutions to do that. On the other spectrum, we partnered with our clients who are looking at large portion of their employee space globally going remotely. And based on our own experiences, we partnered with them in looking at ways to put things together so that they can manage and maintain their culture as well as productivity, and starting to build even like voice-based systems for elimination of some of the pain points. We also looked at, and you know, the joke is I've heard is, if you ask these days what's driving the digital transformation, is it the CIO, the CTO, or the CEO? And the answer is COVID-19. So COVID-19 has significantly accelerated the digital transformation. And we do work quite a lot in big tech space, and we have been part of that journey. So partnering with our clients in that space as well to ensure that we are part of that journey to fast track their digital transformation. So we've been able to kind of balance it out based on taking care of our own team members as well as the critical needs of our clients, so that they can meet their clients or their consumers at the moment that they needed to meet them.
I appreciate that, Amer. You know, the things that we've had to do during this challenging time to think outside the box and innovate has really just made some great strides in the tech space these days. So thanks for sharing. And Amer, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Could you share some of this underlying technology with our audience?
Yeah, happy to talk about it. And one of the value proposition or differentiation that we have, and actually what excites me, to be honest, is we have to stay a couple of steps ahead of the rest of the industries in innovation, because that's what our clients trust us to do. We partnered quite a lot with startups because they are, in a way, driving the innovation, leading the path in innovation. It's a combination of the startups working with the established players like Microsoft, AWS, and such. And within the technology, some of the things that are fairly exciting, and of course, you know, we all talk about AI and machine learning and the potential for that. And then we are doing quite a lot of very sophisticated deep learning work, training everything from complex language models to deliver hyper-localized experiences for our clients and their consumers. So different contextualization for languages and stuff like that. Evolution in the AI with the language and the images and the video, and then getting into the virtual reality, the mixed reality, we're playing some significant role in that space. So that's on the AI ML kind of a side of the things. One of the things that's also exciting is the combination or kind of the meeting of IoT with AI. And with the advent of 5G, which basically allows to bring AI models that can be implemented on very thin edge devices directly onto your security cameras, to specific robot arms, to within a factory if you are slicing cheese, and then utilizing AI in a way, in an implementation of that AI within this closed loop 5G environment on a very thin client to drive optimization at very, very edges of the industry. That's space is very exciting, and it brings the hardware and the software and the processes all together. When World Economic Forum talks about that we are entering the era of Industrial Revolution 4.0, that's the exciting stuff. And then we are integrating ourselves into that AI, IoT, or AIoT concept that's evolving. Case in point, reverse logistics. Right now, with COVID, a lot of the commerce has moved on to e-commerce. And with free shipping and fairly liberal return policies that are in place, consumers have been trained to test products because of the convenience and return them if they don't like it. That's a significant burden on the reverse logistics because of the heavy cost that the e-commerce companies have to incur. It's like the dirty little secret of the e-commerce. And not just from the aspect of optimizing the reverse logistics, ensuring that we reduce the returns more upfront, but also if and when we do have returns, how do we ensure that the returns are processed appropriately in a highly optimized way with a combination of IoTs that are powered by AI with hyper-intelligent automation and RPA working together to put those products back into the supply chain or whatever the redirects may be. There's an aspect, of course, cost and process, and but there's also an aspect of responsibility as well. And it's exciting space. And I think that we are moving into an era where AI and devices and telecom are coming together towards that Industrial Revolution of 4.0. We're excited to be part of that journey.
That's awesome. I love how things have really shifted in recent years, especially during the pandemic. We're seeing a lot of this immersive technology come out in some very good use cases to help industry move along. So thanks again. And Amer, last question. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either technology or leadership?
Yeah, happy to share. And of course, we all have different individual experiences. And thank you for asking that question. My learning and coming from an engineering background earlier in my career, of course, we learn more from our failure, at least I do, than successes. And the failures that I have learned from are that when we lead a problem solution from purely an engineering and technology perspective, what I've seen and experienced is that the likelihood of failure of adoption tends to be pretty high. So when we have this problem of these technological pegs trying to fit into strategic holes, we continue to see a lot of failure. So fairly early in my career, what I have learned is that leading with human centricity, understanding the people and the process, the people who are going to use the technology, they're going to adopt the technology, empathizing with their audience, coming to the table with a sense of vulnerability, bringing them along the journey is a crucial step. And that, of course, what I'm talking about is more from a day-to-day work perspective. But what that requires in a personal mindset change is an aspect of leading and leaning into our own personal vulnerabilities and bringing into the table, because those personal vulnerabilities actually can be, and actually they are, strengths. And then how do we utilize those vulnerabilities towards and turning them into strength? At least in my experience is what I found it to be fairly successful in my career.
Amr, thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. I love the nugget of wisdom that you're sharing with our audience. Most appreciated. And Amr, it was a pleasure having you on today. I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Likewise. Thank you.
Bye for now.